This is the Ultimate Attorney Podcast, the podcast for small law firms who want to create a thriving legal practice. Each week, we'll uncover the ways that you can improve your referrals, your marketing, and your business operations, helping you to generate more revenue and elevating your life and your law practice. In each episode, we'll tap into some of the closest guarded secrets from industry titans, thought leaders, and legal specialists. We're glad that you've tuned in. And once again, it's time to help you become an ultimate attorney. Hey, everybody, Dre Redfern here.
And Alexis Neely.
And welcome to the Ultimate Attorney Podcast, where, as usual, we've got another great topic, another great episode for you this week, where this week we're going to cover a really fun topic of why LegalZoom and Rocket Lawyer are not going to destroy your business. I know we both have a lot to say on the topic, and Ali, excited to dive into this one.
Yeah, you know, I think that it's a legitimate concern, by the way. You know, in the next few years, my understanding is that lawyers are at the biggest risk of technological unemployment. And if you don't know what technological unemployment is, it means that the robots, the automated systems, are going to take over the jobs. And this is a huge issue in like the trucking industry, where eventually we won't need, you know, long haul truck drivers. Well, it's the exact same issue for lawyers, where if you do not change the way that you are practicing law, you are at serious risk of losing the ability to serve clients profitably because of technology. There's going to be do-it-yourself online legal services that are going to replace most legal services. But if you pay attention to what Dre and I are sharing with you today on this podcast and become the ultimate attorney, you will not be able to be replaced by technology. So, Dre, what are your thoughts about this? What do lawyers need to do to not have to fear LegalZoom and Rocket Lawyer taking over their business?
Yeah, you know, it's actually, you bring up a lot of really interesting points. You know, over the last 10 years, there has been between a 0% and 5% growth of the legal field as a whole. Like basically attorneys, new business, all of these opportunities that may exist in the field of law. However, on the flip side of that, all of the metrics and stats from companies like Google Ventures and all of these other companies that are getting VC money, venture capital money, it's basically being estimated that there's been over $1 billion of VC money in the last 10 years into venture capital companies and endeavors to basically automate legal services. So it's certainly a real thing. The field of law is stagnant and online legal services are growing exponentially. Yeah. And so when you take that and you look at the more or less the Uberization of the legal industry, which is going to be like, imagine taxi drivers with Uber, imagine bank tellers with all the technology and online banking, accountants with like TurboTax, booksellers like Amazon, travel agents with like booking directly with companies like Expedia, or real estate agents with companies like Zillow and Redfin. I mean, the list goes on and on and on when it comes to what is actually occurring in other professional service marketplaces. Mm-hmm. So it's certainly a real concern, and it should be for the legal industry. However, there's a caveat. The issue is, and where we're going to see from what my best scenario here, what we're going to happen or what's going to see is that we're going to see all of the attorneys who are sort of the monkey see, monkey do attorneys that are like, if John does this, I do this too. The ones who really don't have any real value proposition, who don't have any real differentiation, those are going to be the kinds of attorneys that just get eaten up by this transition to technology, whereas the attorneys who operate a really efficient business, who are optimized, who have a really clear value proposition, who know what their differentiation is, they're going to have an amazing opportunity to take all of this new business that is going to exist as this economy and this online legal services continue to develop. So while it's going to be a really bad thing for some law firms because they actively choose not to get with the times, not to invest in technology, not to innovate, there's an amazing opportunity for those law firms who actually stay on top of it, innovate, and have that differentiator.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, and here's the big point in all of this, what I'm hearing you say, and I absolutely agree, is that you need to use technology in your own practice to become exceedingly efficient at delivering your service so that you can focus your energy not on the parts that technology can do, leveraging technology, and we'll talk more about that in a minute, and instead focus on being the true trusted advisor and counselor for your clients. That's the transition that you get to make as a lawyer when you're really utilizing technology. And then when you do that, you no longer have to compete on fees, because if you don't get with the times here, if you continue to do things the way that we've all been taught and see yourself as either a litigation attorney or a transactional attorney, and really, I think the transactional attorneys are the most at risk here. If you see yourself as a transactional attorney, well, that transaction can be handled by a robot. And I consider any online legal service a robot. AI or online document services. So if you cannot differentiate yourself from a robot, guess what? You're competing on fees, and you're competing on fees with something that can do what you can do way more efficiently. So instead, what you can begin to do as an ultimate attorney is see yourself not as a transactional lawyer, but as a relational lawyer. Because a robot will never be able to replace the relationship, the counselor that you get to be for your clients. Now, we lay this out in depth. I created a report for the ABA, for the Young Lawyers Division, on a new way to do estate planning. Because really, in some ways, estate planning represents the biggest risk, right? Anybody can go online now and do their estate planning documents online. And that's only going to get more and more easy, less and less expensive. But what people cannot do themselves online is have the confidence of knowing that they've made the right decisions to keep their families out of court and out of conflict. But that means that you've got to be delivering something that is greater than they could get themselves online. So I produced this report for the ABA. You can get that report for yourself at the URL estateplanningrules.com. And you can really apply what I've written in there to any practice area where you want to shift from being the transactional lawyer who's handling a transaction that could be done online without you into being a relational lawyer who cannot be replaced by a robot and who can command higher fees, what we call affordable premium fees, meaning that your fees are a premium, but you're still the most affordable solution for your client because of the way that you know how to educate and inform your clients to actually make the right decisions. And it's so critical right now because over the next 30 to 40 years, you know, there's reports that say that there's going to be a $30 trillion transfer of wealth. $30 trillion. And I can't remember, I'm looking up right now, the number of people that are going to be transferring their wealth from one generation to the next. And by the way, this isn't just the uber wealthy. These are your next door neighbors. These are your own parents. This is you as well. And you have an opportunity to capture a huge market here of people who really don't want to go online and do it themselves. They might think that they do because they think, oh, I'm just going to get it done. But if you learn how to educate the people who are facing this wealth transfer, either on the receiving end or on the passing wealth end, and you're able to educate them about what it actually takes to pass on wealth from one generation to the next and prepare the children to receive that wealth and actually maybe not even wait until after they die, but pass it on while they're living in service to creating a great relationship with their kids, well, now you have an opportunity as an ultimate attorney to truly create yourself as a trusted advisor to clients, as a counselor to clients, and be paid really well for it. I think it's one of the biggest opportunities that lawyers have in our time.
You know, there's so much, I mean, that it's just with, I love market shifts like this when it comes to technology or innovation or any of these things, because it really creates an immense amount of opportunity that exists for the people who actually take advantage of it. And for a lot of, you know, individuals, if they're set in their ways and they don't necessarily, or change is uncomfortable or whatever it may be, those will be the typical, you know, individuals, attorneys, law firms who are left behind. Because let's be honest, like with any market shift, with anything that occurs, there are winners and there are losers. That is just, you know, going back to the beginning of time. So with this upcoming change, with this $30 trillion, with the Uberization of the legal industry, it really creates a lot of opportunities. But in order to actually capitalize on that, you really need to start creating the plan or the framework to actually build something from it, to create something from it. And I think that, you know, from my experience, that is creating that unique differentiation. Because let's be honest, no matter what area of practice, no matter what type of law, no matter what, you know, history that you may have, all of the traditional law firms do the same thing. They all beat their chest with, you know, how great their big case wins have been or whatever it may be. They've got a bio that's 30 pages long because they think that people actually read it. And they hope that that's going to be enough. That's their differentiation. They've got a better education and they have more accolades, maybe to a certain degree. However, that's not a real distinction. Like you're exactly right, Allie. I think that it's the relationship side of things that will never be able to be sort of eliminated when it comes to this next transition.
Yeah.
But it's the relationships, I think, if we take that a step further, relationships with that real key differentiation. So I think the what I would challenge all of the listeners on is really doing some deep dive, some searching as to what their key differentiation is inside of their business. Is that the one-on-one services? Do you come to them? Do you offer some real unique or uncommon way of looking at the law or handling the law? Or maybe it's a very finite or, like, you know, specialized area of practice. There's all sorts of ways to do it. And once you can really hammer that down, really create that unique differentiation that allows you to capitalize on this incredible opportunity that's going to be sitting out there with this Uberization of the legal industry.
Yeah. Well, and I think when we look at the reality of how estate planning lawyers, and I use estate planning lawyers as the example because I think that this is where it is really most noticeable in the industry. Because again, anybody could at this point go online and create their own legal documents. And if we look at the industry and we look at what estate planning lawyers and the way estate planning lawyers have been practicing for, you know, really, you know, the past 20 years, the way that we were taught to serve our clients is to create a set of documents for those clients. And if that is your differentiator, like if your differentiator is we have the best documents, and that is, by the way, what a lot of lawyers are claiming as their differentiator. We're going to customize your documents. We have the best documents. You've got to get out of that mindset. And it's challenging because now with a lot of the online document prep services for estate planning lawyers, that's what they're teaching that your differentiator should be, because that's what they have to offer is we have the best documents. But you can't have that as your differentiator when every online service has the best documents and clients don't even understand what's in those documents. And so what I'd love to offer to you is that you've got an opportunity here to differentiate yourself in an entirely different way. And what that looks like is where you begin to differentiate yourself as the trusted advisor who, yes, the documents are the byproduct of what we do. Of course, you're going to get great documents. That's easy to do now. You know, heck, you could do that part yourself. But what you can't do yourself is ensure that you have actually considered what will happen for your family when you become incapacitated or when you die. And here's the reality is that if you learn how to talk about these issues of incapacity and death in a way that creates a strong connection with your clients, where they actually get the importance of what they're doing. They are not just creating a set of documents once and then set it and forget it, which, you know, Dre, I don't know if you've ever done estate planning for your family yet, but if you have, you've probably seen that what happens is you go in, You meet with the lawyer makes a recommendation, quotes you a fee. You probably don't know what you're saying yes to. So you're just deciding, do I feel comfortable with this lawyer? If you do, you say, okay, you come back, you sign some documents. You don't even really know what you're signing. You take those documents home, you put them on a shelf or in a drawer. You never look at them again. You think, okay, estate planning has been done. But the truth of the matter is that in that structure, that plan is actually going to fail your family. Those documents will never be updated. Your assets are not owned in the right way. You haven't actually used the estate planning process to confront the reality that you're going to die and that everything that you've created needs to be passed on in a way that is truly impactful for the people that you love. In fact, you've probably set something up that is going to set your kids up for a life of confusion, failure, not knowing how to deal with what you've created, and that when you as a lawyer can show that there is a different way to use estate planning, not just to create a set of documents and say, okay, I did this thing, but actually as a way to create more connection in the family, a way to educate the children, a way to actually eventually when your children become older, and I know that your child's still too young for this, but eventually when your children become older, to be able to co-create with them, now the entire process transforms. And so I guess maybe the question for me to ask you, Dre, is have you done estate planning in that traditional way and seen, you know, what I'm talking about here?
You know, I haven't, but I've been incredibly fortunate to know an amazing attorney my entire life. It's been the family and business attorney and law firm for my family and family business and growing up, and they do that for us. And so we actually regularly update our stuff. We have an amazing relationship. We talk to them at least quarterly. So
I
am not the actual great example of a bad example.
No, you're the example of the great example. You actually have a lawyer who is a personal family lawyer for your family.
Yes. And they know all facets of business and all of these things, because what the last thing you want to have happen is if something were to ever happen to me, you know, number one, I want to make sure that my wife is taken care of, that our kiddo is taken care of, and that everything is going to be in order. And that's a super scary time. But also having a background in insurance for, you know, over a decade, you know, risk management is certainly at the top of a lot of my thinking when it comes to these sorts of things. Mm-hmm. And so I love it. I think that, you know, planning like that is so important, not only for our life and retirement, but also in our businesses.
Yes.
And so, like, you know, how, you know, this is great to have this plan in for our lives. It's great to have this for our families. It's incredibly important. And frankly, it's a really easy thing to sell if you actually get it dialed in, because there's so much uncertainty. Mm. There's so much worry and anxiety and stress and sadness and all of these things that go with that time in people's lives.
Yes.
That does create an amazing opportunity if you can actually have that differentiation. If you actually plan your business, you have that differentiation and you tee it up properly to actually target that market. And even if you don't do estate planning, because I know that a lot of our Ultimate Attorney coaching members, they're in a variety of areas of practice.
Yes.
But even if they're across, whether they're doing litigation or bankruptcy or family law or personal injury, it doesn't matter what it is, this concept of differentiation really does ring true. And simply mm-hmm. calling yourself, you know, we see it all the time, like, I'm the lion, this guy's the hammer, this guy's whatever else, that's not a real differentiation.
Mm-hmm.
You've really got to find a way, that, like Ali said, that finds a way to tap into that pain point, that anxiety, that frustration that you can alleviate being that trusted advisor for your clientele. Yeah. To then help them alleviate that worry very quickly, painlessly, and at a really, you know, at a reasonable rate that affords you the lifestyle that you are really looking for.
Yeah, absolutely. And to truly be fulfilled by your practice as a result, this is a huge opportunity for you to differentiate yourself from LegalZoom, from Rocket Lawyer, and find the true fulfillment of why you went to law school. So this was great to surface all of these, you know, pieces that lawyers realistically do need to be concerned about. And this is the time to shift the way that you've been taught to practice law from that litigation, transactional focus into how can I become a true trusted advisor? How can I become a relational lawyer instead and use technology to my benefit, but not get trapped by it by having to compete with it? So Dre, what we're going to be talking about in our next episode really ties into this as well, because we're going to be talking about, should you sign up to service clients through a legal insurance plan? And legal insurance plans are one place where lawyers can easily become commodified. These are plans that agree to pay you a set amount for a specific service that you're going to provide for a client. And many lawyers are using this as a way to generate leads for their law practice, but then they get stuck with these way too low fees for a service that maybe isn't even that good. So we're going to look at in our next episode whether you should sign up with a legal insurance plan as a great way to generate leads. And if you do, how you can turn those clients into clients that you actually do want to work with and that you're going to be able to be paid enough to deliver a great service for.
I love it. I'm looking forward to it and can't wait, Allie.
Great. We'll see you in the next episode of the Ultimate Attorney Podcast.
Hey there, Dre Redford here, and I have one last thing for you. If you haven't already done so, please go to ultimateattorneypodcast.com to access all of the resources and free downloads that we've discussed in this episode and all of the other amazing episodes on the Ultimate Attorney Podcast. While you're there, be sure to look on the right-hand side of the page to enroll to receive some of our free premium content simply by entering your name and email address. Now, when you do that, you'll be the first to know when we release a new episode. You'll get all sorts of expanded resources and additional content that is only available exclusively to the listeners of the Ultimate Attorney Podcast. And while you're at it, as we said earlier, please be sure to share this episode with your friends, your family, and other attorneys who may benefit from this episode. Because whoever shares these episodes and the Ultimate Attorney Podcast the most this month will win a product from either Allie or myself that's valued between $1,000 and $3,000. So what are you waiting for? Go share the Ultimate Attorney Podcast, and we look forward to seeing you in the next episode.